Austin Matthews trying to become the ninth player in NHL history to have multi-60 goal seasons. And how he has not gotten his 60th tonight is beyond me. He has dominated the play. He's had 7 shots on goal. 2 of them have been blocked. And has had a number of gilt-edged scoring chances.
Yeah, Charlie Lindgren's been great. And, I mean, a number of chances were wide open. Not wide open, but Matthews doesn't need to be wide open to get a great shot off. But right between the hash marks. What, 3 maybe?
Yep. Leafs to the right. Puck is dropped. And Ovechkin can't get to it in time as it is knocked into the Toronto bench and out of play. They'll do it all over again from that same spot.
That seemed like at the start of the year, Alex Ovechkin was stuck at 5 goals forever. Didn't it? Like you said, he only had, was it 9 goals in the first?
This could take an hour and a half.
Well, I'll go through every goal.
It's got on into the bench again.
eight goals in the first 43, 18 in the last 25.
Oh, we got some play going now with a pass ahead deflected by Bertuzzi down in on goal. Lindgren will leave it for Sandin, and Sandin starts out for Washington. A pass ahead deflects in over the Toronto line. Brody is able to secure it, finds Domi coming through center with Bertuzzi and with Matthews, who had his stick knocked out of his hands. And the Capitals come away with it. And now we'll start out. Sandin, rink wide, deflects in off Dylan Strome. McCabe, little reverse up against the boards. Leafs get it up ahead, but Bertuzzi couldn't get it out. It goes around back of the net. McCabe is there. Far side, Bertuzzi to the near wing. And Benoit had to help out and then plays it high off the glass. And this gives Tavares a chance. Tavares in with a pass in front of the net. A shot. Oh, and they score! I honestly thought Lindgren had stopped the puck. But he slid across.
Oh, boy.
And the one-timer from Willie is going to find the back of the net.
It looked like Lindgren got most of it. And just popped off his left pad and up and over.
Is it Bobby McMahon who's going to get the goal?
Yeah, Nylander had gone to the net but didn't have to finish it off over the goal line. As McMahon let it go. And it was actually, I think it was Nick Jensen, the Washington defenseman, Joe.
Yeah.
He was right there with Nylander in the crease.
Yep, and it went in off the Washington defenseman. But what an effort by Lindgren to come across. But it is 4-1 Toronto and a huge goal to start this third period. So Bobby McMahon.
14 now.
The Rocket has 14.
Speaking of second half versus first half.
Yeah, Giordano across the line. Tavares with a shot that is into the glove of Lindgren. And he will hold on.
Well, the Leafs, last time they faced the Capitals, Washington was on a 3-game winning streak coming back from the West Coast. The Leafs were able to stop that. And now it's another 3-game winning streak for the Capitals that the Leafs have an opportunity to end.
14th of the year for McMahon.
There's some crazy scores on the out-of-town scoreboard, too.
Strength of schedule, Mr. Ralph.
Yes.
Strength of schedule. Always remember that. That's the most ridiculous stat that people come up with.
In a league with this much parity, yeah.
Yep. In across the line. Played back into the corner. Chipped along the boards by Giordano. Comes back up on the wing, and the Leafs' Nye starts away with it. Matthew Nyes to the line and in on the left wing for Robertson. Robertson with a sharp angle shot that was stopped there by Lindgren. And it'll be played ahead by Obe Kubel and down into the Toronto zone. Robertson gets back, took a high stick in the mouth. The official was right there, but somehow Wes McCauley didn't quite see that. Benoit and Tavares drawing the assist on the McMahon goal. Puck in the Toronto end, played into the far corner. In goes Robertson after it. It comes back at the net, banked to the blue line. Prepped there and sent right back in along the boards by Alexiev. The Caps get it back to the point. Obe Kubel has it knocked away. And now David Camp circling in his own end, tries to find some open ice and plays it back into his own zone to allow the rest of his line mates to change. Benoit, a pass ahead for Camp, knocked down into the corner, but the Capitals are back there to organize. Van Riemsdyk skates through center. Trevor Van Riemsdyk playing it in. Out of the net is Wall, played it back into the corner for McCabe, up the middle of the ice to Camp, and then his feed, looking for Dewar, didn't connect. Reeves intercepts a pass in the center ice area and then just chips it in and heads to the bench. The Leafs 4, the Washington Capitals 1. And we'll get the other scores in here to
complicate
let you
things.
Know yeah, how things are being complicated as far as the Capitals are being concerned. Played ahead for Matthews. Matthews in on the left wing. A pass into the slot area for Domi. Nicely handled and centered in front of the goal. And Bertuzzi couldn't get his stick down onto the ice to get a shot in the goal crease area. Protas gets it back into the slot and got a shot away, but it's going to go off his stick and up into the screen and out of play.
All right, let's go quickly to the out-of-town scoreboard. I know Jim Taddy updated during the intermissions. The New York Islanders scrambling to get in. 3-2, they lead the Florida Panthers in the third period. Philadelphia on the board, but it's 2-1 Montreal in the third. And Flyers aren't out of the woods yet as far as the playoff spot. Who else we got? Carolina leading the Red Wings 4-0. So you've got Detroit, Philadelphia,
Washington.
All fine for a playoff spot and trailing so far tonight.
And two playoff spots, really, isn't it? Brought to center on the left wing now for McMahon in against the boards. Chipped back on the wall then by Miroshchenko, but the puck comes back to the blue line. Here's Brody walking to the middle of the ice. Didn't shoot it. Drops it off to Nylander. Back to Brody and the shot in traffic. Lindgren down. And good job boxing out there by the Washington defense, and Lindgren is able to stop play.
I mean, this is where it gets a little dicey when, you know, because of the NHL's playoff format and who gets in. The right now, Tampa's in the first wild card spot with 87. The Flyers are third in the Metro with 82. So, I mean, that could be one of those where you finish, you know, in your division above two other teams in the other division, and they both get in, and you're going home.
Two of the hotter players, Bertuzzi and McMahon, have scored here tonight. McMahon, now in his last five games, 4 goals, 1 assist. And Tyler Bertuzzi, in 11 games, or in his last 19 games, has 11 goals. At the point, a long shot makes its way through, but it's into the chest and held by Joseph Wall, who has not really been overly taxed here tonight.
Sometimes you need those games.
Absolutely, that, you do. It's called the Boston defense and Boston goaltending.
But I meant one of those games where you don't give up a bad one at the wrong time either. Those ones, you know, whether it's a long wrist shot through a screen or, you know, sometimes it's one of those games. You don't have to win it for us, but don't lose it for us, or you'll be doing radio for the rest of your life. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. You know what? I think a lot of people that saw you play probably were saying it to themselves too. But that,
flash,
you know.
I had this flashback.
Here's Ovechkin. Couldn't come up with a pass, and the Leafs are able to get it out at center. Reeves dropping it back into his own zone. Long lead pass looking for David Camp. That's gone astray, and it'll turn into an icing. So it's coming back into the Leaf end.
Been a rather quiet crowd, is it not?
Yeah, it's not had the Saturday kind of feel to it, but
a Buffalo Sabres, by the way, are 8 points out of a playoff spot, and, well, too many teams to jump over. The Leafs are there on Saturday night.
They made a push, didn't they? And then,
They made a push till they got close.
Yes.
And that happens to a lot of teams. For Florida for years.
Yep.
The Panthers would be out of it, have that late push. Remember during that stretch of seasons where the Leafs missed the playoffs? Remember one where they, remember when they went to the scheduler, you would play back-to-back games in the same city?
Yep.
The Leafs lost two big games in regulation in Montreal, which put them out of it. And then Jean-Sebastien Aubin. I know they lost the Saturday in Montreal, and I believe the first game Aubin played was in New Jersey. And then went on that run, but the Leafs ended up missing in the last day of the season.
And it cost Pat Quinn his job. Played by the Caps to center. Deflects into the Toronto zone. McCabe punches it back along the boards, but a pass there by Benoit went astray. It comes back to the blue line. Fed back in by McMichael. Back of the net, comes back to the point. Carlson trying to keep it alive. It comes into the slot area. Sandin to Carlson, a shot. Good pad save made there by Wall. And the Leafs will get it to the line, but not out. And Wall had to be paying attention there because Carlson let it go in a hurry. Always pays to pay attention if you're a goalie.
What's that?
No, actually, that's fairly accurate. Yeah. And over the line, now Domi sending it down into the zone.
Saw a fly.
Leafs intercept a pass, get it in over the line. McMahon down the boards. One hands it back of the net for Tavares. Tavares to the point, long shot. Look out! Oh, that went off a body in front and then caromed off the far goalpost. I was more worried about somebody wearing it as a in their mouth. Now back comes McMahon again in over the line. Dropping for Nylander. Nylander eludes one. Into the slot. Got a shot away, but it was partially blocked. And now the Caps get it out at center ice. Flipping it to the side of the Leaf goal. Nylander got there. Got it to Tavares. Now Timmins trying to chase down Obe Kubel in the corner. And a good job by McMahon to break it up the rush and get it to center. Nylander working in over the line. Still with it. Got a wrist shot away that Lindgren had no trouble handling. 12:38 to play in the third. Leafs have added to their lead and have a 4-1 advantage. Played down into the Toronto zone. Against the boards, played to the line. It's going to go over the boards, over the glass, off a stick. And so it'll be a faceoff coming in the Toronto zone as a result. A break in the action. Leafs with a 4-1 lead. You're listening to Molson Leaf Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Faceoff coming in the Toronto zone. 12:27 to play in the third period. The Leafs with a 4-1 lead over the Washington Capitals, trying to sweep season series.
Leafs have won 64% of the faceoffs. Probably shouldn't say that before a defensive zone faceoff, should I? John Tavares has won 10 of 12.
And the Leafs are going to win this one, too. McMahon gets the puck out at center. Tavares against the boards with Oshie. Puck comes free, and it's launched high down into the Washington zone. Capitals were going through a bit of a, we're moving to Virginia. But that has fallen away. Now cleared away as Wall lost the sight of the rebound that went high in the air, but cleared away for him. Now back of the net, it goes to Lyubushkin, who finds Brody, who gets it ahead, and Nylander couldn't get away. Played in over the line. Now here's a chance for the Capitals. Good play on the back check by the Leafs. Nylander there. Played out at center ice. McMahon waiting for teammates to get onside, pumps it into the zone. So now they're going to spend $515 million to upgrade the Capital One Center in downtown D.C.
That'll be for both basketball and hockey. It's yep. The same ownership.
And you know, one of the things that absolutely astounds me, that Virginia, one of the premier states does not have a single professional sports team or major sports team. Played along the boards into the near side. It comes back to the point. Washington keeping it in with a pass and a deflection that went wide of the lead goal. In along the near boards. Reeves banging in with his man there. The puck, Camp trying to help out. It comes free. Back towards Carlson. Carlson to the right wing side and a shot. Blockered away nicely by Wall. Played back of the net. Reeves has it there and starts out with it with a pass ahead for David Camp. Camp back to Reeves. Reeves in over the line, going wide, tries to pull his way into the corner, now stops it up, looks back towards the blue line, thinks better of it, rings the boards to find Giordano, comes back to Matthews at the blue line, led to the far wing, and down the boards comes Domi, and it's played high off the glass to center ice. Timmins for Giordano. Dropped it back. Played ahead. Joel Edmondson, Timothy Liljegren, Morgan Riley not in the lineup tonight. And the defense corps has been very good.
Yeah, those are the non-injured.
Yes.
Into the ill.
Here's a loose puck in front. They score! A turnover, and Bertuzzi was just Johnny on the spot. Boy, you couldn't have gift-wrapped that any better. The puck was behind the Washington goal. It's turned over, and Tyler Bertuzzi has his second of the game and his 18th.
I believe, Joe, it was Max Domi that got in to disrupt the Washington player trying to bring it out from behind his net just as he turned the corner of the goal to start off ice. It was Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Max Domi just quickly lifts his stick, and it goes on to the stick of Tyler Bertuzzi. And Charlie Lindgren hadn't gotten back to the near post. Bertuzzi has his second. The Leafs have their fifth.
So Tyler Bertuzzi, who last year with the Detroit Red Wings had 4 goals and 10 assists, and then 4 goals and 12 assists with Boston, has just picked up his 18th goal of the season. Second of the game. Long shot. Deflects just wide of the lead goal.
That's 11 in the last 15 for Bertuzzi.
And now with 37 points as a rolling puck is swallowed up by Wall. And he will stop play. The Leafs, who ran roughshod over Washington earlier, are doing it again here tonight as they have a 5-1 lead after winning 7-3 back on March the 20th. You're listening to Molson Leaf Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Tyler Bertuzzi with the goal to give the Leafs a 5-1 lead. In his first 51 games as a Maple Leaf, he had 6 goals. In his last 19, a dozen. Just took a little time to be acclimatized, Mr. Ryan.
Well, I did say his last 15, 11.
Well, I just added to that.
Who added to it?
Well, he did.
Here we go. You're looking at your phone while I said it.
I know.
And you took somebody else's stat.
I did.
Over mine.
Well, no, I just enhanced it. I added what was on in the first 50-some-odd games. How's that?
I think you diminished my efforts.
Wouldn't be the first time.
What?
A centering pass comes back to the blue line. Giordano keeping it in for Toronto. Down into the corner for Camp. And with 8:35 to go, it's played out at center ice by Washington.
42 shots for the Leafs. And as much as the Leafs gift-wrapped opportunities the other way, Jake Allen was pretty good the other night, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Stopped.
Yep.
42 of 45.
Puck in the Washington zone. Knifed out into the center ice area. And cleared into the Toronto end. Hustling in after it was Miroshchenko. It's on the boards for Pontus Holmberg. He gets it back to his defense. Benoit playing it off the boards to center. And Robertson gets it in over the line. For Nyes, didn't shoot it. Nyes into the corner for Holmberg. Pontus Holmberg back at the net. Trying to work his way clear from some checking as it goes into the near corner. Nyes helps him out as it's rung around the boards to the far side. Pinching in was Labushkin to keep it alive. At the point, Brody sends it right back to Labushkin off a skate. And the Caps are going to get it out at center, but can't connect with a forward. And the Leafs bring it right back in again. Pass in now. Here's a chance for McMahon. And that was stopped on the short side by Lindgren. Caps bring it back the other way. Obe Kubel getting it down into the Toronto zone. A long shot from a sharp angle, handled easily by Wall. And an errant pass now by Washington has come all the way down into Caps territory with 7:07 to play in the third period. Played out at center ice. Capitals get it down into the zone with Malenstein. They bang it along the boards. Dug out there now by Tavares, and Tavares' pass was intercepted. He'll get to it again and bank it out at center. And draws a crowd on the far side and finally relayed up on the wing for Nylander, and he'll backhand deep into Washington territory. Leafs 5 and the Capitals 1. And so far, a very tidy third period that has been augmented with a couple of goals, McMahon and Bertuzzi. And at this point, Bertuzzi, it's an unassisted goal. I thought maybe Domi, like you said, Jimmy, might get an assist. Well, so far, not.
I mean, lifts the stick. I don't know if he can get a better assist without touching the puck than Max Domi did.
Van Riemsdyk couldn't get into the Leafs zone cleanly. And it'll be flipped by Bertuzzi back down into Washington territory. The Leafs in Buffalo on Saturday. Then they have Florida and Tampa coming to town. They go to Montreal, home against Pittsburgh. In New Jersey, home against New Jersey, home against Detroit. And finish the season with games in Florida against the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Errant pass and an icing call here against Toronto will bring the puck back into the Leafs zone.
Well, Leafs have had some success with Wes McCauley as an official in the regular season, but not the 9 times he's officiated playoff games.
No.
0 for 9. And the most recent Leaf game was against the Florida Panthers. Game 5, Panthers won the game and 3-2 in overtime, won the series 4-1.
Leafs win the faceoff, carry the puck out at center with Camp, getting it down into Washington territory. The linesman says,
well, we're going to be here forever.
Offside?
The other icing, what I thought was a little bit questionable.
No, this 5:11
to go.
Oh, this is
offside.
Offside. Yeah.
It's one of the other rules.
Yes. 5:11. You can't proceed the puck into the offensive zone or you're offside and the whistle blows. In most of the rule books. You're listening to Molson Leaf Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Leafs 5 and the Washington Capitals 1.
The game that the Leafs really have managed nicely, haven't they? You can say that Washington hasn't been going on all cylinders, but the Leafs never allowed them those golden opportunities to get back into it.
Now here's Robertson stealing, a little toe drag move, but couldn't get the shot through as it was blocked. Robertson with it in the far corner, back to the point, a long shot was sent wide of the goal. Timmins getting it back now into the slot area. Nyes was tripped up. No call. Grabbed off again. Here's Holmberg looking to try and get it in front to Robertson. And he one-timed it just wide. Giordano playing it back into the corner and around back of the net into the far corner. Nyes got over there to get a hit in on Malenstein. And now here are the Caps in their own end trying to get it out. And they have, but they have sent it the length of the ice. And an icing call will be the end result.
When you and I have had discussions and come up with our own lineups for the postseason, we're both very comfortable having Pontus Holmberg as the number 3 center. And what a move he made there They'll go wide on the defenseman, wait him out below the goal line, and throw it out to Nick Robertson, who
grazed the goal post.
Yeah, great chance. Puck rolled on him a bit.
Played down into the corner off a faceoff win by the Caps, but they get it along the boards, but that's drawn a crowd. It comes back and kept in by Nylander. Nylander tries to send it to the net. That got through and hit Lindgren. I don't think he saw it. He may have felt it, but he didn't see it. Shot back down into the Toronto end. McCabe gets it freed up for John Tavares up on the right side. Nylander starts away to the line. Works in on the right wing, dropping for Tavares. Tavares stops it up. Tavares working back towards the blue line, rings it in around the boards, into the corner. Nylander comes out of the corner, back to the point. The one-timer is into the glove of Lindgren and will be held for another face-off in the Washington zone with 3.5 minutes to go in the third period.
But imagine the Capitals missed Joel Edmondson.
Yeah.
Strong defenseman, not in the lineup for the Leafs due to an injury.
Capitals host Boston next, then they go to Buffalo, host Pittsburgh, go to Carolina, host Ottawa, then into Detroit and Buffalo again, and then finish the season hosting Tampa, Boston, and then playing in Philadelphia, which that game could have a lot on it by the time they get to the final game of the regular season.
By the way, took the goal away from Philly. That must have been a goal that was under review.
Oh.
So it's back 2-0 Montreal with 8:21 to go in the third period. Islanders holding on to a 3-2 lead over the Florida Panthers in the third. The other big one, Carolina leading the Red Wings 4-0 as a third period score. So lots of implications when it comes to the seeding in the Eastern Conference games tonight.
Draw is controlled by the Leafs in the slot. Got a shot away, but it was blocked. Here's Matthews again, and that was stopped by Lindgren. Shoot in goes right to Wall. He plays it ahead off Matthews' stick. Leafs get it ahead, and out comes the Leafs centerman. Matthews in across the line, dropping for Domi. Back in front of the net for Matthews. Doesn't shoot it. Centering pass, looking for Bertuzzi, trying to find the hat trick goal there. And it is cleared by Washington back into the Toronto end. Here's Domi. A saucered pass finds Matthews into the slot. Matthews with a wrist shot. That was blocked. Domi knocks it back in along the boards. Gets it handed back from Matthews. Centering pass. Matthews back to the blue line. And now a shot blockered away by Lindgren. Start tallying up how many shots on goal he's had here. He's had 3 in this shift.
It's almost like Charlie Lindgren is Austin Matthews' catcher, right? The bullpen.
Here's Nyes back for Matthews. Shooting. That was high and wide. And out comes Ovechkin to center. Ovechkin to the left wing side, trying to get around Benoit. Centering pass deflects off the stick of Matthews and goes up into the screen and out of play. And Austin Matthews now with 8 shots on goal, 3 of them blocked.
He has been a force, hasn't he?
Has he ever? And he deserves a better fate. Picked up 1 assist, which has him now tied with Willie Nylander for most points on the season, both of them with 94. Pontus Holmberg works in over the line for Toronto. Little stutter step to get it back to the point. Oh, and a one-timer there exploded off Malenstein, and that would have hurt. Played down into the Toronto zone. Under 2 minutes to play in the game. Round back of the net. Holmberg gets it to Robertson. Robertson missed a hit over on the far side from Obe Kubel. Puck still in the Toronto zone. Far corner. Obe Kubel goes to it to get it back to the blue line. Caps keeping it in with a long shot that was blocked. Knocked off a stick. Still free. And it's played into the near corner. Played back now to the point. Jensen goes D to D. Shot goes well wide of the Leaf goal. Played down into the corner. Cut off by Benoit. And the Leafs turning with it as it's back into the corner for Simon Benoit. He was knocked down on the play, but covers up his man. The puck goes back to the point, near side. And a long shot taken there was stopped by Wall. The puck's still free in the Leaf zone. And shot down the ice by Robertson.
I think he had the thought that if I can get it down there,
I might be able to outrace.
Yeah.
Again, and we nitpick sometimes, but there's another young rookie mistake. All I need to do is just flip it, get it out at center ice. We get a change. We've been in our end here for a while.
Yeah.
56.2 seconds to go in the game. And this time, it is Benoit just playing it enough to get it out into neutral ice. And the change is made. Point taken. LaPierre up on the left wing. Can't get in. Dewar comes back at center for Toronto. Just playing it, trying to play it to himself in the near corner. And he gets there first to send it around to Reeves. Reeves reverses it back from whence it came. Dewar can't do much with it there. Reeves after the puck in the far side. Back along the boards. 20 seconds left to go in this one. And the Maple Leafs are going to sweep the season series from the Washington Capitals. As it comes back at center ice. Mirochenko getting it down into the Toronto end. Final 8 seconds ticking down. And Joseph Wall is going to have a solid performance in goal as he will pick up his 11th victory of the season.
You know, for Joseph Wall, you got to go back to November. And I realize the time he's missed with an injury, but the last time he allowed but a single goal in a game, that was in a win over the Florida Panthers here in this building, 2-1 in a shootout. So for Joseph Wall, a good bounce back game. And for Sheldon Keefe, who was critical of the team two nights ago, this is the response you would hope for, not more of what we've already seen. So good bounce back win for the Leafs. And that game in hand against the Tampa Bay Lightning, they were able to use wisely.
Use wisely and enhance their spot in third in the division. And the next action is down in the Little Shop of Horrors in Buffalo. And that will be Saturday night. We'll have that action for you. The postgame show is coming your way after a 5-1 Toronto victory over the Washington Capitals. You're listening to Molson Leaf Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.